Awesome. Yeah.
You saw the return. Didn't
it? Unbelievable play.
Worked out for you.
It's unbelievable. And then we sent Cordero out there. I'm like, man, can we do it exactly what Auburn did? But didn't work out that way. They covered a little bit better than Alabama did, I think.
How close? Though, I mean, it looked like there was starting to be a little bit of a wall.
We had a wall set up. Yeah. The guys were communicating the wall because they really shocked me, to be honest with you, that they brought the field goal team out there, because that's a long field goal, as you guys know. So when they brought him out, that's when I was worried about getting Cordero on the field, getting Andrews and Dale off the field. So obviously we had 11 on the field. And then, the guys on the field were telling them what way the return was, because that's coached. I mean, it's always going to be a wall-type return. And Cordero starts to go that way, and he gets cut off, and he cuts back the other way. But you can see the wall starting to set up.
That few seconds there, like where you're not sure if they're going to kick it or they're going to be a fake, just trying to get on the same page and organize what you want to
do. On the 66-yarder, I didn't think it was going to be a fake. I thought they'd throw a Hail Mary on offense. Yeah, so when – and, you know, true to form, man, they're going to try to get you, and they try to substitute quickly. And the official was, smart. If the umpire was smart, if we stand over the ball to give us a chance, because that's what you do in the NFL. You give the defense a chance to react. But our guys did a good job. I mean, it was well blocked. And if he can lose ground and get to the outside of the wall, you never know with that kid the way he runs. So it would have been fun.
You've had to adjust how he is now, because teams are just doing whatever to try to take him out as a kick returner.
Yeah, I really thought Chicago would kick to him, to be honest with you. I was hoping they would, of course. But our guys have done a nice job all year of reacting to the different type of kicks that we've received. And the one glitch was the New York game, obviously, when Sharif backed up to catch that one and then fumbled. But other than that, it's been good field position. They're going to give us good field position. We're going to take it. We just can't get the big play sometimes. That's frustrating.
Hester catches that one at the end, and are you holding your breath?
No, I thought we'd cover it better. We didn't cover it very well. My wife told me it was my ego. That's why we kicked it deep to him. 20 seconds left. We had covered him well all day long. We had done a great job, and they blocked it up nice, and he hit the seam. He set it up perfect. He's so good at setting up his returns, and I'd probably, in retrospect, probably would swallow my pride a little bit and kick it short and go into overtime there anyway. But our defense did a great job. We held up, and we were fortunate.
Look at alternatives more now that teams seem to be kicking away from Cordero a little more often.
Alternatives for kickoff return? Yeah. Yeah, you know what? We keep switching personnel back there. I mean, they probably expected Sharif to be back there at the end, and we put Matt Asiata in there, and we're just trying to keep them off balance. We're trying to match what other people are doing to us, and it's kind of a chess match. It's kind of fun, but I'd rather them kick it deep to our big guy.
When you've been in practice, has that kind of been maybe more of an emphasis, is working on those short kick returns almost, because it seems like it's so constant in the games?
You know what? Because we had Percy Harvin here the last 2 years, we didn't get as much, as many type of kicks like that we've been getting this year. We've always worked on kicks like that. Our formation that I actually stole from my father many years ago, that formation we use on kickoff return is because of that. And you expect to have a good kickoff return team, a good kickoff return unit. You expect to have a good returner back there. So everything we do is based on defending the whole field, ball possession, getting the ball up the field as many yards as we can, good field position for offense, and then if they do kick it deep to our guy, then we got to be prepared to run it all the way back.
You thought Chicago was going to kick it deep. Mm-hmm. Do you think Baltimore will?
Sure. I hope so. I don't know. I mean, they're different philosophies of coaching, and Baltimore special teams coach, a guy I've known a long time, who's a great special teams coordinator, Coach Harbaugh, and Coach Rosberg is a great special teams coordinator for them now. So, they do a great job. If you watch them on tape, they're so good at everything that they do. They got a great return game. They do well kicking off. Justin, Tucker is having a great year. Field goal kicking off. Their punter's doing a good job. So we have our work cut out for us. I would think, depending on the winds, I would think they'd kick off to us. And if they don't, we're going to react like we always do and get the best field position that we can.
Is there ever any thought to maybe having Marcus or a guy like Joe Webb up instead of Asiata
We did, if you notice, we did that last week. We had Marcus in there for a couple of them, and we were moving guys around we knew their coach was telling them, where to go, yelling out to them, kick it to 40 or kick it to 44 or whatever, and our guys could hear it, and then we would switch. Marcus was in the middle, then we moved him over to the side. It was just a chess match, and we were trying to prepare for everything. So I do think about that stuff all the time. Keeps me up at night, to be honest with you. Yeah.
How concerning is Jacoby Jones for
he's so good. He's so good. He's big, he's strong, he's fast, he's elusive, he's got great vision. Yeah, I think he's got 7 or 8 career touchdowns, including the Super Bowl last year and a couple other, one punt and 2 kickoff returns other than the Super Bowl last year. So he's very concerning, obviously.
Change change your approach? I mean, do you tell Jeff to
Depends on what my wife says. She says, don't kick it to him, then probably don't kick it to him. No, I just think it's a weather game. You know, that's going to come into play. And I think the different kicks that we need to be ready for, the player's got, you know, I've talked about the clubs he has in his bag and the different type of kicks he has and what he has to do well for us on Sunday for us to be successful on kickoff coverage and Jeff on punt coverage as well. So we're punting as well. So I think, you know, we've got our work cut out for us in both our coverage phases because not only is Jacoby good, you know, Doss did a great job while Jacoby was hurt, and so did 83, the other wide receiver. So they have three or four very good returners back there.
How much better has Jeff been recently?
Really, really good the last two games. We had a little heart-to-heart after the Seattle game, and basically he was thinking too much, and he was pressing too much, and he was trying to be perfect too much, where he's a talented guy. Just go out and do what you do, and we're still working on the fundamentals and techniques. That'll never change, and I think he's embraced that, and he's done a really nice job the last 2 weeks, and I think that'll continue.
Yeah, I'm just a... Don't think so much, just go out and kick.
I honestly told him that he was the dumbest smart guy I've ever met in my life because all he did was think. You know, he was overthinking, overanalyzing everything, and he just wasn't going out there and doing what he does. And he's got a beautiful leg swing, and when the drop is closer to being perfect or perfect, we get what we want. And if it's not perfect, that's okay. That's football. And, you know, he's just got to understand that he's going to be a more consistent punter when he approaches it that way.
You've seen those results. Jeff, anyway.
The last 2 weeks, yes. Yeah, and he's had some good games earlier in the season. He's just been very inconsistent, and the last 2 weeks has been his two best games of the year, I felt. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it. Have a good day. Yep.